ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Recently, I was asked by my patient to watch Love is Blind Season 3. And yes, when it's reasonable, I will follow up on a request by a patient or listener. There is a pivotal scene between one couple, Cole and Zenib, in which during a disagreement, Cole asks, "Are you bipolar?" You'll hear my opinion on that in a minute. But since many of my listeners also email me asking about this often mentioned in pop culture but rarely understood disorder, I wanted to take this opportunity to lay down some facts. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Let's make one thing clear. It's not okay to use mental illness as an attack against another person. I'm doubtful that you would go up to your grandmother and say, "Are you senile?" with a look of judgment if she was having a forgetful moment. To be fair, if you throw someone into a situation where they have to get engaged to and live with a person they met 2 weeks ago, they're going to have some wonky moments and heightened emotions. But seeing this interaction on TV inspired me to teach you a little bit about bipolar disorder. There are actually two forms of bipolar, which we call bipolar 1 or 2. Bipolar 2 is a milder form of the disorder. For the purposes of this episode, we are going to focus on bipolar 1. According to the DSM-5-TR, bipolar disorder occurs in about 1.5% of the population, and there is no difference in rates amongst identified males and females. The peak age of onset is between 20 and 30 years of age, but bipolar can occur throughout a lifespan. A key feature of bipolar disorder is the presence of both manic and depressive episodes. This is why lay people talk about quote-unquote mood swings. Mania is one side of the pendulum and depression is the other. I'm not going to spend any time talking about depression because I'm going to assume you know the basics on that, and if you don't, search the Savvy Psych archives. But mania is going to be murkier. Now let's dig deeper into the idea of mood swings. You'd be surprised at the number of folks who have walked into my office during my career and claimed to have bipolar because they have, quote unquote, mood swings. Here are some examples from a clinical perspective that are not mood swings. A mood swing is not, "I started the day happy and ended the day sad." If that's the case, me too. Who hasn't had a day that turned out worse than you expected? A mood swing is not, "Well, I go through a lot of emotions during my day," or "I'm so sensitive about X, Y, or Z." Yes, some of us are intense and passionate and a bit more sensitive than the average bear. Stress can also heighten your emotional dysregulation. None of these scenarios, though, are anything outside of the normal limits of human experience. For instance, if the average height of a cis male is 5'8", you're not going to classify someone as having dwarfism because they are 5'5". This negates the very real experience of those who actually deal with these issues. Moreover, if you've ever witnessed or experienced a manic episode yourself, you're well aware that comparing these smaller mood shifts to a full-blown manic episode can be like someone who did drugs at Burning Man once, going up to someone who has struggled with heroin addiction for a decade, and going, same. Be careful with these comparisons because they may have the unintended consequence of reinforcing stigma and unhelpful ideas we have about mental health. Because if you had quote unquote mood swings and all you had to do was go on a yoga retreat to fix it, why can't I?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
In order to qualify as a manic episode, you first must have a distinct period of abnormally and persistently elevated, expansive, or irritable mood, as well as abnormally and persistently increased activity or energy, lasting at least 1 week and present most of the day, nearly every day. If you end up needing hospitalization, then any duration qualifies. In addition to this, you need three other mania criteria present, and that increases to four if you're only experiencing irritability as the predominant mood change. These symptoms need to be significant and represent a change in behavior for the person. The buildup for many of my patients into a manic episode is over several days, sometimes a week or two. And they are able to notice it after coming to therapy to understand the signs and triggers for their mania. In many cases, they are able to engage in actions to stop the manic episode from progressing. Other possible symptoms of mania include inflated self-worth or grandiosity and a decreased need for sleep. Decreased need for sleep is different from insomnia. Oftentimes, those with insomnia actually want to go to bed. In a manic episode, a decreased need implies that you're either well rested after just a few hours or can go for several days without sleep and are still energized. You can also have pressured speech or be far more talkative than usual. Pressured speech isn't simply talking a lot. The speech can be more erratic, compulsive, and can be impossible for you to allow another person to interject. Also, combined with other symptoms of mania, like flight of ideas, otherwise known as racing thoughts, and distractibility, others will feel like you are erratic and hard to follow. During a manic episode, you may also see an increase in goal-directed behavior. This can be seen socially, at school or work, or sexually. You may also experience psychomotor agitation. The final potential criteria we need to discuss is excessive involvement in activities that have a high potential for painful consequences. This can be engaging in risky sexual activities, like having unprotected sex with someone you met 5 minutes ago, investing in sketchy deals, or unlimited shopping sprees when you don't have an unlimited bank account. All of these symptoms have to be to a degree that they are markedly impacting your life. I've had patients who've woken up in the hospital or literally in different states and didn't fully comprehend how they got there. I've worked with folks who maxed out all of their credit cards during a manic episode and then had to figure out how to return items and repair their credit score. I've known folks who have taken incompletes or failed out of college or lost jobs because of mania. This is not a joke or something to be used as a jab. Until you get treatment, you can really feel like a victim of your mental health and completely out of control. The great news is that with therapy and medication, people can manage this disorder and go on to lead lives that are as fulfilling as anyone else. What's a way that the general public misuses mental health that gets under your skin? Let me know on Instagram at KindMindPsych. You can also reach out to me via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg, with script editing by Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.